Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, and it's John Cook with the apron on here this evening. It's the quick and easy last minute dinner. So why are chefs so divided about the best way to make a tasty omelette? Well, the humble omelette has been getting a lot of attention thanks to the popularity of a TV series, The Bear, which centres around Chef Carmen's family restaurant in Chicago and the kitchen drama that ensues. And now the top chefs are debating what makes a perfect omelette, from the temperature of the pan to the use of butter or oil. Chef and co-founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School, Rory O'Connell, can offer me his advice now. Because Rory, thank you for joining us this evening. We thought it was about breaking eggs and just throwing in what you had left in the fridge, but I've seen some chefs describe it as their masterpiece.
Well, the masterpiece, I mean, yeah, that's stretching it perhaps. However, the first thing I was supposed to say is it is the ultimate fast food in a way, in the best sense of the word, because really a proper classic French omelette is what we're talking about here, which is folded over, can really be in and out of the pan in as little as 15 seconds, or you can slow it down. And, you know, it can stretch that at 30 seconds if you want, but really the quicker, the better. So if I'm making an omelette, I crack my eggs, you know, the best eggs you can get your hands on.
How many?
For me, a 2-egg omelette is enough. But some people, if they're feeding, you know, a couple of people in the family, maximum 4 eggs in one go. If you go above that, it spends too much time in the pan and it starts to get leathery and rubbery.
And if you're not sharing it, people start this whole debate of how many eggs should you be eating a day, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I think eggs are such a wonderful food source that, you know, I mean, a 2-egg omelette would be only doing you good as far as I'm concerned. And then I like to use a cast iron frying pan. Some people would be happy with a non-stick pan, which helps for the omelette not to stick. But a good old-fashioned cast iron pan that will last you for a lifetime works beautifully.
Wouldn't the amateurs among us now need non-stick, I'm thinking? I know I've had some issues.
Well, the reality is that the amateurs among us should have been taught how to make an omelette at school. So nobody should leave an Irish school without being able to make an omelette. But anyway, non-stick, John, is definitely help. And then a little butter in the pan, or olive oil, or a little of both. And you need to get the pan nice and hot and heat the fat of choice. And when you heat the fat, make sure you swirl it up a little bit around the side of the pan. Then when the pan is lovely and hot, in with your eggs. And what I do is you tilt the pan backwards and forwards. And if you remember to make the sign of the cross with a wooden spoon, and you draw the uncooked omelette into the middle of the liquid, you know, on all four sides of the pan. And almost by the time you've done that and swirled the liquidy mixture in the omelette, it's nearly cooked. And that's the point then at which you might put in, you know, a few little roast cherry tomatoes or a few little sauteed mushrooms or yesterday's leftover boiled spuds that you had. You know, you'd saute in a little bit of butter. There are endless possibilities as to what you can add into the omelette if you want to put something
in. Now, that's where I lose my confidence there. You made that sound effortless, your sign of a cross through the pan and turning it over. I think that's where my omelette becomes scrambled eggs.
Yeah, well, that's you make a good point, because there's a difference between an omelette and scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs are cooked really slowly and you get that lovely sort of curd, whereas an omelette is quicker, much quicker, because you really want it in and out of the pan in no length of time. And when you put in your filling, John, you should put it, you know, straight across the omelette rather than, you know, don't line it up with the omelette handle, the pan handle, line it up and just straight across. And then when you're flipping the omelette out of the pan onto the plate, it just folds out in a beautiful kind of pleasing way.
It sounds lovely. I'm getting hungry here thinking about it. 51551, if anyone has a question on this one. If some people using only egg whites, is that healthier for them? It seems to take the goodness out of it, I'm thinking.
I'm not qualified to discuss the you know, between which is healthier or not. I mean, an egg white omelette is a thing. It's less of a thing than it used to be. If somebody asks me for one, I will certainly cook it for them, no doubt about it. But I prefer a whole egg omelette when you get the lovely colour and you get the lovely richness from the yolks. For me, it's more delicious. But, you know, that's horses for courses, I suppose.
You raise a good point about people should be taught how to make an omelette. I presume they are in home economics, but not many people do that subject, perhaps, or not enough of us. Maybe we need to go back to basics and remind people of the simplest fast food, as you said.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, John, if you can cook an omelette, you can feed yourself. And eggs are a wonderful food source. And they're also a great vehicle for all the other things, like I said, the mushrooms, the tomatoes. In winter, chop in a bit of wild garlic. You know, if you, you know, they're a great way of using leftovers. And I say that in the best sense of the word. You know, if you've one or two rashers left up, cut them into little strips and saute them up in the pan. And the important thing to remember is that whatever ingredient you're putting into the omelette goes in cooked. If you put raw tomatoes into an omelette, they're going to taste raw in the cooked omelette.
Okay.
So cook them off a little bit first, and delicious it is.
Rory, I can almost smell it. I can't wait to taste it later on if you want to drop it by. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll get on with the show for now. That's Rory O'Connell, chef and co-founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School. Back shortly.